there are many traditions regarding the events of Karbala, and according to incidents in historical texts, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the martyrdom of his grandson Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but he even told people about the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and the events of Karbala. Here are 10 authentic traditions which reveal that the Holy Prophet prophesied and was told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the martyrdom of Imam Hussein and his companions and the events of Karbala. Number 1. The Holy Prophet foresaw that Muslim ibn Aqil would be martyred and that the people would weep over him. Imam Ali alayhi salam asked the Holy Prophet, "Do you hold Aqil dear to you?" And the Holy Prophet replied, "Yes, by Allah, I do hold him dear due to 2 reasons. The first being that I personally hold him dear, second being that Abu Talib loved him, and that his son, Muslim, will die befriending your son, Imam Hussein. And verily, the eyes of the believers will weep over his martyrdom, and the angels close to Allah will send blessings upon him." Number 2, the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was at the house of his wife Ummul Mu'mineen Umm Salama when Imam Hussein alayhi salam, who was a child, came running in and went towards the Holy Prophet. Right in front of the eyes of Umm Salama, she saw that Imam Hussein ran to the Holy Prophet and sat on his chest. All of a sudden, the Holy Prophet started to weep and there was some dust or some clay in his hands. Then he said, "Oh, Umm Salama, Angel Jibra'il has come to me and reported that my Hussein will be martyred, and this earth is his place of martyrdom. Preserve this with you, and the day this earth turns into blood, know then that Hussein has been martyred." Number 3, certainly the wives of the Holy Prophet were informed about the events of Karbala. One of his wives, Ummul Mu'mineen, Zainab, reports that the Holy Prophet said to her, "Jibra'il came to offer condolences and told me that my people would kill my Hussein, and he brought along with him red sand for me." Number 4, it is narrated that the Holy Prophet was informed about a dream which Hind, the wife of Abu Sufyan, had seen. "I saw a sun rising over my head and a moon emerging from my interior. A dark star came forth from the moon and attacked the sun. A small bright star which has emerged from the sun had been swallowed up by the dark star, engulfing the entire horizon into darkness. Then I saw that numerous stars have appeared in the heavens while the earth was filled with dark stars who have engulfed the horizon entirely." So what do you think this dream meant? Well, after hearing the dream, the Holy Prophet had tears flowing down his blessed cheeks, and he told him to go away twice, saying, "O enemy of Allah, you have renewed my sorrow and have informed me of the death of my beloved ones." When she went away, the Holy Prophet said, "O Allah, send your curse upon her and her progeny." Now, when the Holy Prophet was asked regarding the interpretation of the dream, he said, "The sun which had risen over her head is Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, while the moon which emerged from her interior is Muawiyah, the seditious transgressor and denier of Allah. And the darkness which she refers to, and the dark star which emerged from the moon and attacked the small sun, the bright star which came forth from the sun and swallowed it, and the entire world turned dark. Its interpretation is that my son Hussein will be murdered by the son of Muawiyah, because of which the sun will turn black in grief and the entire horizon dark, while the dark stars which have engulfed the entire earth are the Bani Umayyah." Number 5. the Holy Prophet of Islam did not only foresee the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but he also foresaw the martyrdom of all the blessed members of the Ahlul Bayt. Imam Ali alayhi salam reports that one day the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to visit him. And when he came to his house, he went to a corner and started to pray. While in prostration, the Holy Prophet of Islam started to weep profusely and for a very long time. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, none of us had the courage to go and ask the Holy Prophet what had happened once the Holy Prophet had stood up from his prostration. And so then Imam Hussein alayhi salam, while just a child, stood up and went towards the Holy Prophet, sat on his thigh, and put his head on the chest of the Blessed Prophet Muhammad, and he said, O Father, why do you weep? The Holy Prophet replied, I looked at you all and was happy and contented to an extent as I was never ever so much pleased before. Then Jibra'il descended and reported to me that you all will be martyred and your graves will be far away from one another. Hence, I thanked Allah for what will befall you all and asked goodness for you. Number 6. It is reported that even before the birth of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet was informed that a son of his blessed daughter Fatima would be martyred. Umm al-Fadl bint Haris says that one day I went to the presence of the Holy Prophet and said, O Prophet of Allah, tonight I saw a very bad dream. The Prophet inquired as to what it was. I said, I saw that a piece of your body was cut off and it fell in my lap. The Holy Prophet replied, It is fine, for verily my Fatima will soon deliver a boy and you will be her midwife. Hence, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was born, and as the Holy Prophet had predicted, he laid in the lap of Umm al-Fadl. Umm al-Fadl says that one day I took Imam Hussein to the Holy Prophet, and there I saw that the Holy Prophet began to weep profusely and was shedding tears at the sight of Imam Hussein. I asked, May my parents be your ransom, O Prophet of Allah, what has happened to you? The Holy Prophet replied, Jibra'il came to me and reported that the people from among my nation will kill this son of mine. Number 7. It is reported that Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will we die a natural death or will we be martyred? The Holy Prophet answered, O my dear son, you will be killed with oppression and cruelty, and your brother Hassan too will be killed with tyranny and cruelty, and your offspring will be scattered over the land. Imam Hussein asks, Who will kill us, O Prophet of Allah? The Holy Prophet answered, The worst among men. Number 8. The Holy Prophet did not only relate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam once or twice, but whenever he came across Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he would weep and kiss Imam Hussein. And so to this, Imam Hussein asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that every time you see me, you weep and you kiss me? And so the Holy Prophet replied, My dear son, I am kissing that part of your body which will be cut asunder by the sword, thus am I lamenting over it. Number 9. The Holy Prophet was sitting with his companions one day when Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Lady Fatima al-Zahra, and Imam Ali alayhi salam one by one came into the room. When each one of them came, the Holy Prophet would start to weep and to cry. When the companions saw this, they said, O Prophet of Allah, you have not seen anyone among them except that you have wept. Is there none among them whose sight could make you happy? The Holy Prophet replied, I swear by Him who has exalted me to prophethood and has elevated me above the entire creation. No one on the entire earth is more dear to me than them, while my weeping is the result of the sufferings which shall befall them after my death, and I recollect the oppression which shall befall my son Hussein. It is as if I see him taking refuge under the shelter of my grave or the sacred sanctuary, the Kaaba, but no one will let him halt there. He will then go to the place which is the spot of his martyrdom and grief and trials, while a group of men will assist him, who will be the leaders of all martyrs among my people on the day of judgment. It is as if I see that arrows are shot at him, and he has fallen down upon the earth of perdition from his steed. Then they will slaughter him like a sheep in an oppressive manner. Then the Holy Prophet started weeping and wailing, and all of the companions that were with him began to weep and wail, and the sounds of crying started to increase evermore. Then the Holy Prophet arose and said, O Allah, I complain to you about all those sufferings which my progeny will have to bear after my death. Number 10. One of the last things that the Holy Prophet of Islam did while he was lying on his deathbed at the end of his life, he called Imam Hussein and brought him to his chest. He held him and said, What business has Yazid got with me? O Allah, do not grant abundance to him. O Allah, send your curse upon Yazid. Then the Holy Prophet went unconscious for quite a long time, and when he regained consciousness, he began to kiss Imam Hussein while tears were flowing down his blessed cheeks. And he said, Beware, I and your murderer will stand in front of the Almighty, who will judge between us. These were only 10 authentic traditions about the foretelling of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions by the Holy Prophet, as was revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many more traditions. As far as we are concerned, it is now clear that the Holy Prophet knew about the events of Karbala, and he knew about the martyrdom of his holy grandson Imam Hussein, as well as his companions. And one last thing, dear friends, from these 10 authentic traditions, we also see that it was the sunnah of the Holy Prophet to weep over Imam Hussein.